Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Is your community ready for the next breed of travelers, the four-legged kind? It's a really good question to ask. People are traveling with their pets. On today's show, Positive Radio, we're going to talk about, is your community ready for this next breed of travelers? Baby boomers, people who have pets and no kids, are traveling with their pets, and they're pretty savvy. They're looking for places to stay and play where they can bring their pets and have a great family experience. We'll also be talking about some tips that you can use in your place of work, in your business, even as a leader, to keep your employees engaged and inspired. And of course, these are all lessons taught to me by our incredible dog, Toby. We just returned from the second leg of our Paws Across Canada tour. It's our mission to build a million, that's right, a million acts of kindness around the globe. And we're doing that with the help of our dog and ambassador of kindness, Toby Jr. Now, so far on the tour, we've covered four provinces in Canada. We've driven about 15,000 kilometers. We've been in front of 8 million people through traditional media, so newspaper, TV, and radio, and we have presented in front of thousands of students. What's been most exciting is the number of students that we've met that want to help Toby build a kinder planet. So they're doing things intentionally, not randomly. They are setting the intention to go out there and make a difference simply by how they show up, by being kind, by doing something that puts a smile on a person's face. And we're starting to hear back from the students now in terms of what they did and the impact on other people. We've decided to actually start a kindness counter. We really want to start seeing the difference that people are making around the globe and how that act of kindness ripples out to so many more. You know, one of my favorite movies was the movie Pay It Forward. And while the ending was really tough to watch, the richness of the story was beautiful as you saw it unfold. And Pay It Forward really talks about the power of one person's act of kindness in how it can inspire other acts of kindness, unrelated acts of kindness around the world, and how collectively those actions make a big, big difference, a huge shift in the world in terms of how people think and how they interact with one another. So on Paws Across Canada tour, we had the chance to talk about kindness in workplaces and school presentations on media. And I know firsthand from being a correctional officer in a former career, it is so important that we create a culture and environment that is built on kindness, acceptance, and respect. In the workplace, we can get through a lot. We can get through some tough challenges when we demonstrate kindness, acceptance, and respect. And, you know, as a team building expert, I see lots of teams go off the tracks when kindness starts to disappear. And, of course, we see negative gossip, we fighting, we see even sabotage and setting people up. And when acceptance and respect isn't there, it can really damage a workplace relationship. And, in fact, there's a lot of research to show that people don't leave the workplace usually for money or benefits. They leave because of the culture, how much they feel valued or not, and the presence of disrespect and unresolved conflict. So there's a lot that we can do. It's within our power to make a change, and that's what we've been seeing on our tour. Now, I want to talk about some of the things that communities are doing to actually connect with this new breed of travelers, which is people traveling with their pets. And it's not just family vacations anymore, folks. We're starting to see a lot more business travelers who would rather rather than put their dog or cat in a kennel for a couple of days, they would rather bring their pet with them. And then they do a lot of research to find where there's a dog or cat sitting service or a dog walking service. So while they're at their meetings, their pet is still being cared for in a really safe environment. So here's what some businesses, not just hotels, are doing to connect with and relate to the new breed of travelers. I'm loving the shift in signage that we're seeing. Now, we still see a lot of signs that say, no pets allowed, with the big cross or X through the picture of the person with their pet. But we're also starting to see a shift in the way that people are languaging no pets allowed. So instead of something like no pets allowed, no dogs tolerated, things like that, they say things like, we can't have pets in the store, but please enjoy some time with your dog outside, or something like that that's affirmative. And we're starting to see features like benches outside of a store, water bowls. I love seeing that where different businesses, and they're not just pet-related businesses. I've seen water bowls outside hair salons, outside coffee shops, restaurants, grocery stores. So I've seen lots of people try and demonstrate that concern for people's pets and, of course, encourage them to do business with them. One of the businesses on the tour that we loved was a milkshake and ice cream hut. And one of the things they did is provided you with a bowl of water for your dog and a dog treat. Now, you can bet that I'm going to go back to Medicine Hat and place again for at Dino's for a milkshake or a sundae, and I'm going to make sure I get that dog treat for Toby. We've also seen things like businesses handing out treats with business cards, a way of marketing their business and providing your dog with a dog treat. So I love what businesses are doing to think out of the box and find ways to connect with travelers. Now, one of the challenges, I guess you could say, that we found on tour is that when you Google search pet-friendly travel or pet-friendly activities and you attach it to a community name, we found very little features, very few features, other than dog parks and hotels. That was pretty much all we found online in every community. We've been through more than 60 communities on this tour, and I think three of them had features other than a dog park or hotels that were pet-friendly. So I really urge all of you listening that have a business that is either for pets, so a veterinarian clinic, a doggy daycare, a dog walking service, behaviorist trainers, dental care, whatever your business is that's pet-related, make sure that you're connecting with other pet-friendly businesses like hotels, like tourist attractions, and like the doggy parks or dog walking parks. Really important to build that collaboration. So the other challenge was that in addition to only finding hotels and dog parks, it left us with a lot of time on our hands that we couldn't find activities where we could take our dog Toby with us, again, other than dog parks and walking trails. And we were looking for different types of things, like maybe there was a little tourist activity. Maybe we could walk through the old ghost town with our dog, or maybe we could walk through an outdoor museum with our dog. So if you are a business that is able to offer a pet-friendly feature, maybe it's a little play area for dogs. We saw a couple of those at tourist centers where they had fenced-in areas for your dogs to play with other dogs and have a water break. Anything like that you have that's pet-friendly is really important to make sure that you're promoting it on the websites that are promoting pet-friendly travel. Now, a couple that we love, I love GoPetFriendly.com because it's got a great resource of hotels, attractions, tourist activities that are pet-friendly, and there's a lot of information around them. So that's a great resource that you can find. Now, the other piece that I want to mention is make sure as a traveler, when you go to tourist attractions or hotels, that you take a couple of minutes to put a review on TripAdvisor. I had no idea how much the TripAdvisor reviews were being read until I started posting them because we found some amazing pet-friendly hotels that I'll tell you about in a moment. But when I went on and posted the reviews, In less than a week, more than 200 people had read each of my reviews. That's a lot of attention. So it's telling me that people who are traveling with their pets, this new breed of travelers, are wanting to check out these hotels and venues and attractions before they book them, before they even go. So as hotels, I loved it when you were asking me as a guest, please go on and do a review for us. And you gave us the card that said TripAdvisor with your hotel's name, and that made it super easy for me. So we've made a commitment that wherever we travel, we're going to do that because, A, I think it helps other travelers. It certainly helps pets. It helps people who are traveling make their decisions, but it also promotes those businesses that are really, really doing some exceptional things to serve people traveling with their pets. We gave out a few Toby Tested, Toby Approved awards for some hotels that were just rocking it. They were doing great things for pet-friendly travel. The first one was Microtel in Lloydminster, Canada, and what a great hotel that was. It was so easy to give them a Toby Tested, Toby Approved award because there were so many things that Microtel was doing right for pet-friendly travelers. The grassy area that surrounded the hotel was so well lit. I could walk out there at 11 o'clock with Toby and feel completely safe. The loads of garbage cans, you know, that makes a difference for us as pet-friendly travelers when there's garbage cans. The staff service, knowing what was available in the community, just great resources for travelers. Another hotel that we gave an award to, Toby Tested, Toby Approved, was the Nova, Chateau Nova in Edmonton, located right close to the downtown airport. So it's conveniently located to downtown, easy access to and from highways. And again, we loved the room, comfortable beds, grassy area to walk Toby, and great customer service. Now, another one that received an award for the Toby Tested, Toby Approved award was the Mirror Hotel in Winnipeg, right along the waterfront. It's just beautiful. And they have a great park where dogs are welcome. And there is garbage. I couldn't believe the number of garbage cans that they had. Very safe again. It was well lit. And they were very dog friendly. The rooms were really spacious. And you know, easy access to exterior doors, which is important when we're traveling with our pets. So we're going to continue telling you more of the amazing hotels and places that we went with our dog, Toby. A couple of dog parks that he loved. There was one in Regina, Saskatchewan, in Canada, and he loved that dog park, partly because there was probably 50 dogs at any given time. But the other reason, I think, was that it was so spacious, and the ground was even, so it wasn't hard on the dog's joints. And there was a little river, a little pond and river that the dogs could go in and swim in. And we actually went to that dog park three days in a row because he loved it so much. And again, when I go on TripAdvisor, that's something that I can do a review for, is a dog park, to talk about the features that we like. So when you're traveling with your pets, make sure you share the good news. Do that good gossip about businesses that are doing their best. And let's talk about a couple of tips you can do to keep your employees motivated and inspired. One of the ways is to engage them. So, for example, when we did our Paws Across Canada tour, the staff knew who we were. They knew that we were coming. They were excited about our mission. They wanted pictures taken with Toby. And I know lots of businesses out there support nonprofit organizations or they give to charity. And the more that you can engage your staff in the corporate giving that your business is doing, the more they feel connected to your bigger mission. And that's so, so important. Another way to keep your employees motivated and inspired is awards and recognition. But maybe think outside of the box. So instead of just only having your typical service award, 5 years, 10 years, whatever you choose, what about something like the Innovator Award or the Problem Solving Award? A staff person who just was above and beyond in solving an everyday problem that gave the staff lots of stress. Maybe a problem-solving award. So awards and recognition, and important to find out the type of recognition that's meaningful to that staff person. And another way to keep your employees motivated and inspired is to keep them in the know. Communicate what's going on in the business. Keep them connected to the mission, vision, purpose, and values of your company, and then they become champions for you and your mission. Those are a few tips from Team Toby. Again, all taught to me by our dog, Toby, and through the people that we've met on our Paws Across Canada tour. Please make sure that you share these episodes with people that you know would love to hear them. You can go on and tweet about us at Team, T-E-A-M, Toby, T-O-B-Y, and the number 2, Team Toby 2. On Facebook, our handle is The Original Team Toby. And, of course, that's our website, TheOriginalTeamToby.com. Please make sure that you share the acts of kindness that are making a difference in your life and in your community. We want to be ambassadors and messengers of kindness, so we need stories. We want to hear what you're doing to make the world a better place for humans and their furry friends. Thanks for joining us on Positive Radio, and until next time, let's be kind to one another.